All right. Communion. Here we go. How I've struggled this week to put down what I was going to say for communion today. So I'll just go ahead and start by reading 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. It's, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This is the cup, the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink of it. Do this in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Now, this is Paul's correction to the Corinthians. But the institution of the Lord's Supper is recorded in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And Jesus meets in the upper room. It's also called the Last Supper. He meets with his disciples on the Passover. And what I wanted to look at was that he was with his disciples, and he says to do this in remembrance of me. This presumes we, his disciples, have an intimate knowledge of our Jesus. Popular a few years ago, I don't know if you guys remember this, WWJD question mark, what would Jesus do? We as his disciples know what Jesus would do, because when called by Jesus, we follow him, leaving our old life behind. When called by Jesus, we become learners of him. We live with him. We serve him obediently. We proclaim Romans 3:23. We proclaim that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We proclaim John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We as disciples proclaim 1 Corinthians 15:3-6. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. He appeared to more than 500 of his brothers and sisters, and at the same time, most of them were still living. As his disciples, we confess. We confess Philippians 2, 9 and 11. "God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." As his disciples, we confess Romans 10:9. If we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. And this is a kind of a long passage, but I didn't write it down. But I'm going to read it. Romans 5. I guess this all kind of ties into what Pastor's been preaching, huh? Romans 5. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have so also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. We rejoice in the hope of glory of God. Not only that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance, produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured in our, out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one is scarcely to die for a righteous person, though perhaps a good person would dare to even die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God? For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more, now we are reconciled, we have been saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice through God, our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all have sinned. For sin indeed, Sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin. And so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given. But sin was not counted there where there was no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those sinning, whose sinning was not the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass, for the many died through one man's trespass. Much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin, for the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if because of one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Christ Jesus. This is what we confess as disciples. Can we have the servers come forward? This is what and who we are remembering. And the result is that his death is proclaimed until his return. Thank you. the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Take, eat, let's remember Jesus. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death." And isn't that our job? To proclaim his death until he comes. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity to serve you, and I just thank you for your salvation. Thank you for the blessing of this little church that you've given me, our pastor, and all the members that are serving you. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your salvation. I just pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.